Tech of Sports, episode 115, Lee Fitting and Lee Corso from ESPN College Game Day. This week on the Tech of Sports College Game Days, Lee Fitting, the producer, and Lee Corso, the on-air talent. We're going to talk about that and a lot more as how tech is relating to College Game Day this year. We had the opportunity to sit down with Lee Fitting and Lee Corso, and it was great to talk to the coach. Modern Life Podcast mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget, you can listen to all your favorite shows on Stitcher Radio and other platforms. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here, and the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everybody, tonight. And just before we get started, Bluehost Special. You can go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Bluehost Special, and you can see how you can get Bluehosting for your website for very inexpensive. So go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Bluehost Special. It was great to sit down at the ESPN Huddle Up Luncheon last week and first talk to Lee Fitting, the producer of ESPN College Game Day, a guy that's great at what he does, and then talk to Lee Corso, the coach, the guy who puts on the mascot heads and one of the most popular figures in college sports. I was first able to get Lee Fitting, and the executive producer of College Game Day, and ask him if there are any tech enhancements coming for this year as games start here at the end of August.
You know, we're enhancing our virtual reality that we do, our virtual graphics, new and improved this year. We're also getting close to having a new, what we're calling a tower cam, right, which is sort of a periscope camera that comes up, swoops around 360 degrees. We're not quite done on that deal yet. We're close to adding that. And we will have aerial coverage every week this year on game day. So the tech side of things is something that we push hard. And those three things, I think, will make us better.
Any thought of putting a drone over different parts?
Yeah, we're not there yet. We love the idea. We're just not there yet.
Okay. And then on to Coach Lee Corso, and he was asked what he thought about the early season matchup, Georgia Tech and Notre Dame.
Georgia Tech's a good football team, and Notre Dame's a good kind of football team. They played Texas first, they played Virginia, now in comes Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's got this kind of offense, and move the ball against Paul Johnson, a great coach. I think that's the first upset schedule.
Coach Corso couldn't answer this next question. Did he have a pick for the big Wisconsin-Alabama game to start out the year?
Can't do that.
And then I asked him if he's got a surprise team he's got his eye on that maybe nobody's talking about.
Tennessee. I like Tennessee the way they got a good quarterback and a good coach. Coach Jones is a good coach, and I like him. And I like Tennessee the way he's rolling. I think he won 3 or 4 last games. So I can say that Tennessee might be Tennessee, Georgia, too, like that.
Coach was asked about the addition of Reese Davis to the game day program this year, replacing Chris Fowler. And what is he doing to make Reese comfortable now as kind of the new guy on the set?
Doesn't have an ego. That's the thing. So he's going to be a member of his team. So he's terrific at his job. He knows what he's doing. I don't have to do anything. You give me, I'll learn from him.
Coach was asked with the rest of the members on the game day crew, Kirk went to Ohio State, Desmond Howard went to Michigan. Do they ever kind of jab each other about how one particular program is either doing well or maybe not doing well?
No, I don't think we try. We try not to do that because basically that's the old days.
Yeah.
Those guys are old days, and I'm really old in those days. But Florida State, when it was good, we just kind of like stayed close together. But we try not to call it because basically Ohio State, Michigan, we had a heck of a rivalry, right? That's damn.
I asked Coach, based on my question to Lee Fitting, about the new technology that they're going to introduce, how in touch is he with new technology and how much of a say and how much does he understand that?
In the 19th century, when it comes to I don't Facebook, I don't text, I don't have a computer, I don't have, hello?
You have a phone.
I have a phone only.
It was great talking to Coach Corso and Lee Fitting about what's going to be happening at College Game Day this year. We're all going to be watching, and it's going to be fun. That was kind of my take from the ESPN College Game Day Huddle Up Luncheon, which held at the College Football Hall of Fame here in Atlanta. And so it was great to have that. And that it's going to wrap up Tech of Sports this week. Remember, go on to iTunes, leave good reviews for the Tech of Sports and all the other Modern Life Podcast Network shows. I guess watch ESPN College Game Day. Great to have them available. Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Check out all the content that is available. And also Two Thumbs Up Media, the podcast and internet broadcast directory set up by the people here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. So you can discover new audio and video and internet shows. So that's it for this week. Short episode. Great to have you. Great always to have Coach Lee Corso, one of the biggest names in college football, here on the Modern Life Podcast Network and the Tech of Sports. So you've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.